Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jayden Forster.
Good morning, Jayden. How are you?
G'day, Dave. I'm pretty well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. A bit of a twist in this court case that we said we weren't going to be mentioning again.
Yeah, well, that's right. I guess it's never over until it's well and truly over, I guess. And this is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation that we speak of. Of course, we're waiting to hear if Amber Heard does decide to appeal the verdict in that case. The paperwork has yet to be filed, but there's certainly a strong indication that that may happen. But Thursday night into Friday, some of Johnny Depp's legal team were out on the publicity trail, and on TV in America, one of his attorneys actually came out and said that he, well, came out and pretty much hinted quite strongly that he may in fact waive that damages bill that Amber Heard has been ordered to pay him, the whole $14.4 million. And sort of once you hear that sort of thing, you sort of immediately wonder, why? Why would he waive that bill? And well, my answer to that is because for Johnny, it was never really about the money. It was never, ever about the money. For him, it was about clearing his name and repairing his reputation as best he could. He won the case. You can argue whether his reputation was damaged or not throughout that case. But for him, it was just about clearing his name, and he had his day in court. And now I guess he's moving forward. If you've seen his celebrations in the last week or so, he's not really one to be short of cash, and he's still pretty wealthy, so he probably doesn't really need the money anyway. And she's made it very clear that she has absolutely no hope in hell of paying that particular legal bill. So I guess from here, we'll wait to see what happens and wait to see if there is an appeal tabled before the court.
Nothing surprises me coming out of Hollywood anymore, Jayden. I'm sorry.
No, particularly when it comes to celebrity court cases. I mean, we've got Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie now set to square off in front of a jury come the 18th of July. Them two squabbling over the sale of their stakes in a French winery that they own. So there's lots of celebrity court cases on the go at the moment. We've got the Guy Sebastian situation here in Australia. So yeah, there's a lot going on in that particular space at the moment.
Hey, look, a bit of sad news here. Well, we'll keep the fingers crossed and keep a chin up. But hey, it's Saturday. Star John Blackman's not well.
Yeah, no, he's facing a fresh cancer battle. The prognosis is reasonably good at this point in time, so fingers crossed that things do work out all right. There is still a particular large road to be travelled, which that begins with an intense course of about 5 weeks of radiotherapy starting early next week. Big quick backstory. 4 years ago, he had his jawbone removed as a result of bone cancer, and unfortunately, about 4 weeks ago, they discovered a fresh bout of bone cancer in a different place, this time on the top of his head, and they actually were successful in removing that bone, replacing it with a titanium one, and they removed part of that had spread into his brain. They've done some biopsies, and they've all come back good. So things, early signs, early indications are reasonably good, but as I said, you know, there is still a little bit to go yet, so we keep our fingers crossed for him.
Yes, definitely, our hearts going out to him, and so soon after Ernie Carroll passed away.
Yeah, it's been a difficult time for a lot of the people associated with Hey Hey, so hopefully the outcome in this situation is a good one. But look, you know, John, he's very stoic, he's very determined, he's very upbeat, still the funny man that people will know him as. So, you know, he's thinking positively, which is great to hear.
That's good. That is good to hear. Hey, look, neighbours, it's Neighbours Day. I mean, everybody loves good neighbours.
Yeah, well, boom, boom. It finishes today. They wrap up filming today here in Melbourne. It's sort of been like a steady procession of emotional stars filming their final scenes over the course of this week. Alan Fletcher and Jackie Woodburn, Carl and Susan, they finished earlier in the week. Sharon Joville yesterday, Nat Bass yesterday, Guy Pearce earlier in the week. And they'll film their final scenes today out at the studios in Nunawading, not out in the actual fictional Ramsay Street. But yeah, it will be a very emotional day. Lots of tears, lots of laughs, lots of reflection on what has been a tremendous 37 years, I guess you could say. And they'll have a big party to wrap it all up as they say goodbye to what has been an incredible Australian soap.
Oh, well, boom, boom. They'll have a neighbourhood party then.
Yeah, well, that's right. They might get the old tables and chairs out in the middle of Pine Oak Court out there in Vermont South and celebrating the fictional Ramsay Street itself. Who knows?
I was going to say, no, isn't that Ramsay Street? No, thanks for that, Jayden. That's fantastic, and we'll catch up again next week.
Pleasure. Thank you, Dave.